Hi, I'd like to welcome everybody today to the Lawrence Davies podcast. Today it's a great opportunity to introduce the new members of the company who've been with us for less than 12 months. So we have Prem, who joined us on an apprenticeship. We've got Keanu, who's here from a social media aspect. Sorry, I forgot to mention what Prem does. He doesn't do very much. And we've got Motsim here, who's working on the digital media. So one area I'd like to talk about today is actually the impact of you joining the company and how you feel you've brought a positive aspect to Lawrence Davies.
Okay. Well, I joined the company quite recently. Not as recently as Motsim, but quite recently. I joined in November last year, so... so far it's been a good 7 months for me to improve my skills and really explore the marketing side that I didn't really get to explore before. And
so which part of marketing do you work in, Keanu?
Mainly social. So I do a lot of social media stuff, so that means creating content, writing blogs, SMO, and I do a bit of web-based stuff, so when it comes to SMO and SEO, sorry, and a bit of blog content for the website.
And who do you work with as part of your team? Do you find that you've got mentors that you can work with that can help you on a daily basis?
Well, yeah, there's always Prem. Prem's always been a big help when it comes to their website stuff, because that's more recently I've dipped my toes into it. There's Motsim as well. Motsim's really good at the SEO kind of things and the analytical side of things. And obviously yourself, though, you've been a great help for me to
save the best till last.
Obviously, and I think Aaron as well. Aaron's helped quite a bit on the website of things. So.
Okay. So how have you found things, Prem? Do you want to just explain a bit about what you brought to the agency?
Yes. Yeah, so
ignore the telephone in the background.
So I joined about November 2021. Which is over a year ago now, and I started here as a web developer apprenticeship, and I think loads of people have been a lot of help to me, especially Aaron, who's been helping me with the web side of things. Dawn has been helping me. When I started off, I was doing some of the social media stuff as well, which really broadened my horizons as well, and different things which I've never touched before. Mainly looking at doing the website stuff now, helping with little things, little jobs that I need doing. One thing I'm working on now is the SCS group, which are they're just having a total refurb in the website, and I'm just getting the information from the old website onto the new website at the moment, and yeah, it's looking great at the moment.
So you're going on to Pastures New in September. How do you feel that's going to sort of benefit you in the future? Do you feel like it's going to help you develop?
So, as a long-term goal for me is to look into the software development side of things. And obviously, web development is a big part of that as well. But then going into further depth with it and going into a new company as well will help me further my knowledge in the other side of software development.
Yeah. That's brilliant then. I mean, we'll be really sad to lose you. We wish the other two were Gary, but no, there you go.
I'll be sad to leave as well.
So Motsim, you've joined us obviously from doing a master's, so you're cleverer than the rest of us within the organisation. How do you feel that's helped you in your development?
Well, I feel great. I'm working as a digital marketeer, and as I'm also doing my master's in digital marketing, this has been a great opportunity.
So, Motsim, I do apologise, we got interrupted there mid-flow. So, you've joined the company recently. I found you a huge benefit to developing the product, and you're actually working on the podcasting, which we're doing now, etc., and you've been working on the social media side of things. How have you found this has added value to your development?
Well, it has been great. I'm working as a digital marketeer, and as I'm also doing my master's in digital marketing, this has been a great opportunity to implement my skills into the practical life, and I have learned a lot, and especially the podcasting. Like before, I didn't know anything about podcasting, but I have researched about it and I'm learning with the situation and with the flow. And it has been great working.
Excellent. So, sort of looking in the background a bit about your, you know, in your lives, what's drawn you to wanting to be in a media and communications environment?
For me personally, I kind of like the creative aspect of letting me explore creative options. So when it comes to graphics or logo creating or anything like that, that's the main thing I like to do. But obviously, I really liked English in school as well. So I used to like writing stories and stuff like that. So from the creative side of things, in writing it, like blogs and obviously creating content, really excites me to do stuff like that and makes me happy, which is the main thing you want to do when you come to work. You want to be happy.
How do you find that from a point of view of orientating the tone of the communication for the different brands that you're working on? Because obviously you've got to communicate in a different way because every brand has a different aspect.
Yeah, so you kind of get to play pretend. So you kind of just put yourself in the company's shoes and you'd kind of imagine how they would write or how they would use their platform to market to their specific audience. So it might be, you might want to target a specific sector with a certain style of writing or a certain type of style of graphic or something like that. But it all depends on the company, so it'd be different from company to company. So Advanced versus Eden or Abingdon is completely different. And yeah. It's kind of like a new thing every time, kind of thing. So it's really interesting.
And from your background, Prem, obviously you joined us and you developed a few websites yourself in your own time and tried to, you know, look at the technical aspects. How do you feel? You know, do you feel you've developed from that point of view? Do you feel you've personally developed by being at the agency?
From when I started, I had a little knowledge in developing websites, but once I joined and did different things, such as starting off with just little changes on the website to developing a website, I've gained way more experience than I would have thought, which is how I'm on a personal journey as well.
And also, you've dealt with different technologies, haven't you? So you've been developing WordPress, use Squarespace, etc. Yep. How have you found the difference?
With Squarespace, it's quite an emotional topic for me, especially the...
it's added years to it, hasn't it? Okay.
But WordPress is miles better than Squarespace, in my opinion. Squarespace is quite... not broad, the opposite of broad.
What's the quite problem? Restrictive.
Quite restrictive in what you can do.
Without us looking for a lawsuit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And Motsim, you've been using loads of different technology and from the point of view of campaign managers and different things. And we've had our challenges, haven't we, with working with different people's websites and getting the ads online. How have you found that's challenged you?
Those challenges have actually taught me new skills which I didn't know before. For instance, getting digital licenses to run some of the campaigns, for instance.
Yeah.
And apart from that, allocating the budget and planning the campaign in a strategic way.
And you found that beneficial, and that these are things that you're going to develop on more. And will this make you happy, obviously, as well? Will this help you with your dissertation?
Yes, definitely it would. It would help me to write more stuff on it. And there's a part of the dissertation in which we are supposed to write about the strategic challenges. So, well, yeah, I can mention about the challenges and how I overcame them. So it would really help me a lot.
Yeah. And from the point of view, obviously, you're at Staffs University. How are you finding that? How are you finding being in good old Staffordshire?
Well, it is great. It is great. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not got thumbnails on you about working in the potteries or anything, so that's absolutely fine. So from my perspective, you know, I've always been a great believer in education. And I think from the point of view of apprenticeships and the graduate programmes that you're working on, because from my point of view, when I first started, you know, hundreds of years ago, I went on to YTS in accountancy. I hate figures, you know. So, you know, worked there really. So from the development of the agency, it's always been important for us to help to develop other people. And actually you work with really great people like Matt and Sarah and Aaron and John, you know, from an influence point of view. And I think the atmosphere, we've always tried to capitalise on quite an informal but professional atmosphere to help you guys develop from that aspect. We realise that you're not going to stay forever, you know, but we'd like to stay as long as you can, apart from Prem, who's leaving the sinking ship, you know, from that aspect. So I just hope this podcast really has given you a little bit of insight into Lawrence Davis and the guys that successfully work within the agency.